Today, the principal mass that we celebrate is that of the great doctor and confessor and bishop of the church, St. Gregory Nazianzen. He was the son of St. Gregory Nazianzen the Elder and St. Nonna. And St. Gregory the Elder was the bishop of Nazianzen in Cappadocia. St. Gregory and St. Basil, his best friend, therefore become the fathers of the Cappadocian school of theology, which has been of great benefit to the church since their time. And he was born in 329. So that is a very, very long time. He, first of all, went to study, and there he met St. Basil, and he became a great teacher, but was just a monk at that time. Later on, his father, before his death, ordained him to the priesthood, and after that, he was also made Bishop of Nazianzen to succeed his father. But before that, he was a simple monk. He suffered tremendously because the 4th century was riddled with the Arian heresy that denied the divinity of Christ, and as such, the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, the divine maternity of Mary, and so many, many, many other things. The faith is like a precious Gothic cathedral, and if one stone is missing, it will soon collapse. And then he also fought all the other distractions that the clergy had. Eventually, he was made Patriarch of Constantinople by the emperor, who enjoined upon him to clean up the church. At the time, many of the churches of Constantinople were run by Arian bishops and priests. And so finally, he convinced the emperor to put his foot down, and he told them if they were not going to be Orthodox and preach the correct faith, which is what the word Orthodox means, it's not a branch, it is a particular way of teaching, which is what we teach, the Orthodox Catholic faith. He told them either submit to the faith or leave. And according to the biographers, most of them left. And of course, we see that even today. For those who cannot hack it, they leave. And they will be lost. They will be like the salt that is useless to be trodden underfoot by those who are not useless. And so, in the meantime, St. Gregory even had a nervous breakdown and for 5 years was hospitalized. And eventually he came back and he died in 389 after many, many years of battles. But he only was 60 years old. He was relatively young, even in those days. But all the suffering that he endured for Christ and the church took their toll on him, just as it takes its toll on so many others even today. Another very important feast that happens today, which is not in our missal, alas, is the fact that today commemorates the first apparition of St. Michael the Archangel on Mount Gargano in Puglia, in Italy. It is the heel of the boot, and it was one of the favorite sanctuaries of St. Pius of Pietrelcina and St. John Paul II, who oftentimes secretly left the Vatican by night and went to Gargano, Monte Gargano, to pray at the altar and to have Mass at the altar where St. Michael first appeared in the 4th century. And he appeared first to a shepherd and then to the bishop, whom he commanded him to bring to him. And since that time, there has been a great sanctuary there in the bowels of the earth, in the great cave under Mount Gargano, where St. Michael the Archangel appeared and still blesses, where many thousands of exorcisms have been performed, and so many, many, many graces have been granted. May St. Michael the Archangel and St. Gregory Nazianzen and Basil pray for us now and always. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.